Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Psachim Daf Ches and the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Aloch Avov. We're starting Daf Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom. So we learned in the previous Daf, the Mishnah brought of Hananias Gan HaKohanim that says that they used to burn meat, basar, shenitma bevlata tumo, with basar shenitma be'ava tumo. So basar would go and tummy with avatuma becomes rishon tuma. Basar that touched vladatuma, what happens to it? So it becomes sheni latuma. So why? What's the problem to burn rishon and sheni? You don't affect the sheni. Something that touches rishon remains sheni. So the Gemara brought two explanations. Bakapa explained that we talk about tuma derabanan. The vladatuma derabanan. So we're taking something which is a tuma derabanan, and we're touching it into in a basar, which is tuma deraisa, and that's the chiddush. When you're burning it, you can put it together. Rabbi Yochanan explained, no, talk about tuma deraisa, but we're not talking about that the basar is sheni l'tuma. We're talking the basar is shlish l'tuma. It's a third level tuma, and that's the chiddush. You can put in the fire with rishon and elevate it from 3 to 2. Says the Gemara now, Omer Amano Kamir of Yosu, al daite de Rabbi Yochanan nicho. The following thing will be understood based on the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. But I'll die to the Bar Kappa Kasha. But based on Bar Kappa's explanation, that we talk about Basar that became Tomei only Tuma Derabanan, we'll have a problem with the following thing. Why? The Mar Birchim Yuchim said, Shisha Sveikos Hayutoyli Maleim Uboim, Ubuhushu Gazualim Sveifu. There are 6 Sveikas Derabanan, which the Gemara is going to detail in a moment, that what did they do with it? In the beginning, originally, they did not burn anything that touched the Tumah Derabanan. They were toilet. Toilet means they hanged it. It means they didn't eat it, but they didn't burn it either. Until we came to Usha, and the Usha was a takana that you burn these meats. But until Usha, they didn't burn it. Usha was after Churban HaBayis. Rabbi Hananias Gan HaKohanim is doing the time based on Mikdash. So he's before the Churban HaBayis. And that's what the Gemara asks. Rabbi Hananias Gan HaKohanim loy lekoidim leUsha haya? Wasn't he way before Usha? Before Usha, we didn't burn the meat that became Tomei Mederabanan. So how do you explain our Mishnah? The Mishnah says, all the generations, they burned the Tumo that became Tomei Behava Tumo with the one that became Tomei Bevlada Tumo. According to Bar Kappa, it means Tumo Derabanan. They burned it together. Why are you burning it? If we talk about Tumo Derabanan, you don't burn it. Only after Churban they established to burn it. Answers the Gemara Malei Shenitma Bekleis Chuchis. So the Gemara talk about they got tome with a klis chuchis, a vessel made out of glass. And the Gemara understands right now, there was an earlier takana to burn it. That tuma that comes from klis chuchis, even though it's only derabanan, they already established earlier to burn the meat that touched it. So the Gemara, that's not good enough. Amalei, I feel tema nitma be klis chuchis. Even if we talk about they got tome from a glass vessel, when the vchesa mudalav on top, loy kenom havzeiro ravuno abishir avirmio. They taught us that Yoisi ben Yoyezer is Tredo. Yoisi ben Yoichon Yishu Shalayim, they Gozrel Tumas Eretz Ha'amim Vaklis Chuchis. They are the ones that are Gozer, that when you go to Chutzlaritz, there's a tumor over there, and that glass vessels have a tumor. And the Gemara understands right now. The same way Tumas Eretz Ha'amim, you don't burn the meat that touched it until you got to Usha, until a few generations later, because that's one of the lists, as we'll see in a moment. That's one of the 6 sveikas the Gemara mentions. So the same thing we're talking about klis chuchis, something that touched a glass vessel, because it's said in the same sentence. I mean, it was established together. So therefore, they have the same din that we never burned the meat until we reach after the churban. So everyone understands right now. The Gemara by that now just concludes some of the other gzeiros that we mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda Omar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tavoi, v'shir mechetach gozu akli matochis. There were gozer on metal vessels. The metal vessels become tumah midaraiso. But once they break, they lose the tumah, they don't go back to the tumah. And Rabban Regoizer, once you fix a metal vessel, it becomes tumah, regains its tumah again. And he levishamai gozru al taros yadayim, levishamai Regoizer, that hands become tumah, and you have to wash your hands in order for them not to make tumah. So Gemara concludes the question of Ramano. The what? And using the gifts of Rab Chaim, Ramana Sover Meima Eretz Ha'amim V'Klis Chuchis Tluyo. I mean, Eretz Ha'amim and Klis Chuchis are equivalent because they're said in the same takana. They're both established by Yosi ben Yehazer and Yosi ben Yechanan Yishu Shlaim. So the same way Eretz Ha'amim is Tluyo, meaning you don't burn the meat that touched it. So also Klis Chuchis, you don't burn it until at least you get to Usha. So again, we have a question of Bar Kappa. I have to explain our Mishnah that says that you burn the meat. And says the Gemara, yes, they were established together, but they had two different dinim. Eretz Ha'amim, when they said that someone goes to Eretz Ha'amim comes tameh, they didn't say you burn any meat that touched it. They had you do tluyo until we got to Usho. But klei zchuchis, they were more machmir, and when they established the takana that anything that touches a glass vessel becomes tameh, they already established as well that you burn it, and that's the case of our Mishnah, according to Bar Kappa. The Rav Hananya's guy, Koyanim, is talking about something got tameh b'klei zchuchis that requires burning. Says the Gemara now, Elim Shisha Sfekos, what are the six Sfekos that we mentioned? That until they got to Usha, they didn't burn anything that touched it. But from Usha on, they burn it. Al Sofek Beisapras. Beisapras is a Tuma Derabanan, which is, there's a field, which there's a caver, a grave, that was either lost over there or was plowed. So Rabbanan regards a Tuma on that field. Al Sofek Eretz Ha'amim, or you're not sure if it went to Chutz Aretz or no. Did it get the Tuma of Chutz Aretz or no? Al sofik big di amaretz, sofik of clothing, maybe it's a clothing of amaretz. It's a sofik, maybe the pastor touched such a clothing. And big di amaretz, Rabbanu Regoizer, because maybe his wife, who was nido, whose tummy touched the clothing. Al sofik roikek, you have a doubt regarding saliva, that maybe the saliva belongs to Azav. Or al sofik mei ragli odom, shukeneged mei ragli behemo. Or you have urine, which human urine, there may be tome, and it's a cross from animal urine. Now, why has to be a cross from animal urine? So, Abraham brings two explanations. Either you would say, if one is animal urine, maybe the one which is sofik is also animal urine. The chiddush is, because I don't know, I assume misofik, that maybe it's human urine, and maybe it mainly gets tumo. Or it's the opposite. It's a more lakula to tell you a leniency. If I have just urine, which I don't know what it is, so it's a sfeika. Maybe b'chal, it's an animal. And even if it belongs to a human being, maybe it's not tome and therefore it's tar. But when it's right across from an animal urine and you can see the difference, you know it belongs to a human being, that's when you have only one sfeik, and therefore it's mitar and misofik. Now we just mentioned here only five sfeikas. We're missing a six. The six is brought down in Mishnah and Taharis. Sofek kelim and nitzoyim. We found a vessel. I don't know if the vessel is tumah or not. So in all these cases, we said alvadai magon, something for sure touched him, but she's sofek tumah. But we're not sure if these things are sofek. Aleilu serving the truma. So then you burn the truma. If the truma touched it, by so usha misake usha established that you burn. If you're not even sure if it touched it, again, it's sfek sfeika. Sofek it touched, sofek not. And even if it touched, maybe it's not tumah. So therefore, you're not going to burn it. But it's only one suffix, that's it. What Yehusha established, you burn Truma the Tosh, these fakes, which is a din derabanan. Halacha Zayin Zok the Mishnah. Hoy Siv Rebbe Akiva. Akiva added. Rebbe Akiva came to add on the previous Mishnah. So previous Mishnah told us that Ruchanan's Gan Koyanim said that they used to burn what? Something which is Nitma, but be Avatuma, and because it becomes Rishon. With something which Nitma, Besafik Atuma, as we saw before, it can be either it's Shlishi Midaraisa, or Shane Midarabanan, it depends on Machlik, Zabir Yochan and Bakapro. Because Rabbi Kivan says, there's another thing. Mimeim Shekoyanim lo nimnu milahadlik, es Hashemen Shenifsa betful yoim. Tful yoim is a Shani. He has a din of a shame. Tful yom is someone who went to the mikvah but did not wait yet till Har of Shemesh, didn't wait till the sunset. So right now he has a din of sheni l'tumo. Whatever he touches becomes shlishi l'tumo. So if you have truma, which is can be shlishi, and the tful yom touched it, so now he has a din of something which is pasul. Pasul means it is not something that transfers tumo, but the tumo ends there, meaning the tful yom touches this oil, and the shemen, the oil, becomes pasul, which means in itself it's pasul, but it doesn't transfer tuma. And the reason it only becomes pasul is because whatever tful yom touches doesn't have the ability to transfer more than one stage. So the next thing becomes pasul, not tuma. So they burned the oil that became pasul with what? Bener shenitma b'tvei meis. A candle that became tuma with tvei meis. It touched a tvei meis. And as we'll see in the Gemara, what is a ner? A ner, a candle, is a vessel which is metal. Metal that touches either a mace or a tmei mace stays in the same level. That's what's unique about tumas mace. Usually, when something touches rishon l'tumah, it becomes sheni. Touches sheni, becomes shlishi. But by mace, if you have a metal touching a mace, it stays in the same level. So the mace has a din of avia voisatumo. Something a metal touches, it has also din of avia voisatumo. And a tmei mace has a din of avatumo. And metal touches tmei mace is also remains avatumo. Even though you added tumah to the tumah, which means the oil was pasul, was has a din of shlish tumah, and you put it together with the metal has a din of avatumah. So now you took the oil, which is shlishi, and you elevated it from shlishi to be rishi, because that's touching avatumah. So you elevated two stages. That's what simple understanding, the addition of this mishnah, the previous mishnah. Previous mishnah said, Lisa Kurta B'yechanon, that you're burning shlishi with rishi, so you're elevating the shlishi to be sheni. But in our mishnah, you're burning shlishi with avatumah, so you're elevating it two stages from shlishi to rishi. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they explained the previous Mishnah that we're talking about burning Rishon Tumah with Shlishi Tumah. So the Chiddush is right now, Taman serving Tumas Toyer and Tumas Toyer. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke about burning a Tumah Toyer, Rishon Tumah, which is Tomei Midaraisa, with a Shlishi Tumah, which is Tomei Midaraisa. And here we're coming to say, not only you're burning Tameh with Tameh, but you're pretty Tameh with Pasul. As you mentioned the Mishnah, Pasul means that Tumah does not transfer. So here you're taking the Tumas Tvul Yoim, which doesn't transfer, and you're burning that with Ava Tumah, which is a Tumah Doraisa that does transfer. So you're taking something which is on Tumah, which is not transferable, but Tumah is transferable. It's a bigger Chiddush. As Reb Chaim, it's even more than that, because as explained in the Mishnah, you're burning here Shlishi with Av, which means you're elevating in two stages. But the Gemara did not address this yet. But the Gemara asks, Al Taita the Bar Kappa, but according to Bar Kappa, then in the previous Mishnah, we talk about Tumah D'Oraisa being burned with a Tumah D'Rabbanon. So Taman surfing Tumas Divraim, Tumas Toyo. In the previous Mishnah, we said you could burn Tumah D'Rabbanon with Tumah D'Oraisa. V'Hakap Sul Toyo in Tumas Toyo. Here we said you could burn. Right, it's only pasul, not tamei, but it's a pasul d'oraisa with a tumah d'oraisa. So ask the Gemara in the Chesam Amud Beis, loy bo ela lifchois. Rabbi Kiva is not coming to add something new. Rabbi Kiva says, hoisiv Rabbi Kiva, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva is coming to add more than the previous Mishnah. So then we're not adding. Before we spoke about tumah d'oraisa, tumah d'rabbanan. Now we talk about tumah d'oraisa, pasul d'oraisa. So this is actually less of a chiddush than the previous Mishnah. Answers the Gemara that Koyti Bar Kappa will explain that our Mishnah is talking about the potter betvul yoim mi base pras shumi divrem. The tvul yoim mentioned our Mishnah is not tvul yoim deraisa. Not someone who became tamei mi deraisa, went to the mikvah, and now he's waiting for the evening. We're talking about a tvul yoim mi base pras. Base pras, as I mentioned before, is that when you have an area which a grave got lost or plowed, so that field is a tumah derabanan. And we talk about someone who went into this Beis HaPras, he became Tameh Midarabanan, and then he went to the mikvah, but didn't wait for the Erev Shamish, that's a Tful Yoy Midarabanan. So now it's a big Kiddush, because in the previous Mishnah we said you burn Tumah D'Oraisa with Tumah D'Rabanan. And now he's saying you're burning Tumah D'Oraisa with Pasul Midarabanan. Now the next sentence is really a repetition of what we said previously. Previous daf, it's coming to say there's no machlokes b'sham b'sil in our case. This really is a sentence that seems to be not belonging over here, and according to Reb Chaim, we take away this sentence. Continues the Gemara and says now, according to where Reb Akiva says in our Mishnah, what's the chiddush? The ikar chiddush, the way the Gemara understands, is that you're taking oil, which is only pasul, doesn't transfer tumah, and you're making it tameh in a way that does transfer tumah. So you're telling me that when you have oil that touches a vessel, it becomes tame. The vessel is avatum or rishatum, it becomes tame. And not only becomes tame for itself, but it's able to transfer tumah to others. Says the Gemara, Omar, Manu, Kamir, Avyasi, Rekiva, Kedaiti. Rekiva goes to Shitasu. Rekiva, Omar, Yitma, Yitma, Dvar Toyo. Meaning Rabbi Kiva is talking about something who fell into Klicheres, food that fell into Klicheres. And it says in the Torah, Yitma, whatever falls into Klicheres becomes Tameh. Says Rabbi Kiva, Yitma means that it's Betameh others. Not only becomes Tameh, it also transfers Tumah to others. So Rabbi Kiva says when food went into a Klicheres, it becomes Tameh and it also gives Tumah to others. Rabbi Shmuel argues on that. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva Lishtaser, because our Mishnah says that the oil which touched the Ner became tummy to an extent that it transfers tuma. So Rekiva Lishitasa, that what he says in the Torah Yitma, it means not only receives tuma, but also transfers tuma. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Oh my beautiful boy, in Africa, the late Rabbi Shmuel Yitma Yitma Behoichlin, Isli Yitma Yitma Bekalim. Me Rabbi Shmuel, the argues Rabbi Akiva, and he holds the Yitma by food that becomes tummy, does not transfer tuma. He does agree with Kalim. What does Kalim mean? Says Rabbi Chaim, not Kalim, it refers to liquids. That a liquid that fell into a Kli, if that liquid just touches another Kli, it transfers Tuma to the Kli. And it's because of the Pasuk there that says Yitma regarding a Mashke which touches the Kli. Meaning that the Mashke became Tuma and then it touched the Kli. That's why it says in the Gemara over here regarding Kalim. So Rabbi Shmuel agrees, food that gets Tuma and a Kli doesn't transfer Tuma. But liquids that become Tuma do transfer Tuma. Here we talk about liquids, we talk about oil, so Rabbi Shmuel will agree that it transfers Tuma. Now our Mishnah says that there's two things that you burn together. The oil of Truma, the Shemen Truma, together with a Kli, then what happened to this Kli? So it says Ner, the Kli, Shenitma Betmei Meis. What does Nitma Betmei Meis mean? So the Gemara brings two Gersoris. Istani Tani Tmei Meis. Istani Tani Betmei Meis. Some have the Gersor that we talk about a Kli which in itself is a Tmei Meis. How is it a Tmei Meis? Because it touched a Meis. Once it touched a Meis, it becomes Avatumo. The mace itself is called the via voice of tumor, so to speak, the grandfather of tumor. Whatever touches a mace, automatically becomes avatumo. So you have your vessel touch the mace, became avatumo, and you're burning it with the oil, which is shlishi, and that's what we mentioned in the Mishnah, you're elevating from shlishi to be rishon, because now the touching avatumo becomes rishon of tumor. But he's tani tani betmen mace. We're talking about a vessel that didn't touch a mace, it touched a tmen mace, which is avatumo, so the vessel is supposed to be rishon of tumor. So where are you elevating the oil two levels? You're elevating the oil only one level from shlishi to sheni. So explain the Gemara. Mandoma tmeis. If we talk about tmeis, you could speak about kli shetef. Kli shetef means any kli which is not cheres, not made out of clay, and not made out of metal, not necessarily made out of metal. It could be a kli made out of wood. If it touched the mace, it became avatumo. Mandoma betmeis. If it touched something that touched the mace, which means it touched the Tmei Meis, it touched Avatumo. So what is this Kli talking about? Beklei Matochis. As we explained in the Mishnah, it's metal. Because metal touches either a mace or Tmei Meis, it retains the same level of Tumo of what it touched. If it touched mace, it stays Avia Voisatumo. If it touched a Tmei Meis, it stays Avatumo. So according to both opinions, the Kli over here is Avatumo. Either it is Avatumo because it touched a mace, it became Avatumo. Or it's avatumo because it's metal, and the metal touches a tmei meis retains the same level of tmei meis, meaning avatumo. So we talk about in our Mishnah burning the oil, which is shlishi, together with av, elevating it two levels of shlishi to rishon. And the more just to conclude to explain to say that why according to the first gear, so we're saying kli shetef, which is not metal, but also not clay, it's made out of wood, for example. And the reason is my timer, because it says in the pasuk kol kli patuach tome hu tome ve'einur nasa avatumo letame. There is a special gzeras akasu, the kli cheres, a kli that's made out of clay, will never become avatumo. The most will become is rishon letumo, even if it touches the mace itself. And the Gemara understands that in our Mishnah we talk about oil that you're taking from shlishi and it's touching av to elevate two levels. Kli cheres will never be avatumo. So it can't be that our Mishnah is talking about that you're burning the oil of trumo together with a kli which is cheres, which is clay, that is not avatumo. It must be either a kli shetef, which touched a mace and became avatumo, or kli mateches made out of metal that if it touched the avatumo retains the level of avatumo. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Davches.